Some of us are so fully committed to doing so many things for so many people, including our kids, our work. We are so busy and fully consumed and catering to and taking care of everybody else. When's the last time you got your hair done? When's the last time you got a haircut? When's the last time you went and even committed, even if it's just 2 hours, 3 hours, to getting your feet and hands done? When's the last time you got a massage? It's time for self-love. It's time for us to get back to taking care of ourselves. Self-love is the cure to self-hate.
You don't have anything to give that you don't have. So you have to keep your own self full. That's your job. That your real work is to figure out where your power base is and to work on the alignment of your personality, your gifts that you have to give, with the real reason why you're here. That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full. Keep yourself full.
If you want to change your life, it's simple, it's not easy. You have got to get out of bed. Look, I know there's a million reasons not to get out of bed. None of that stuff matters. The only thing that matters when it comes to changing your life is, can you keep a promise to yourself? Can you keep a promise to yourself when it feels uncomfortable? Can you keep a promise to yourself when suddenly you don't want to? Can you keep a promise to yourself when it'd be easier not to? That is the core skill that you need to change any area of your life. Because change doesn't require motivation, it requires discipline. You need the discipline to do what you said you were going to do.
Honor this process as a challenge to you to become a better human, to develop a better attitude, to develop those skills that are required. Like, literally experience it not as a journey to achieve a dream. Experience it as an opportunity to transform. Experience it as an opportunity to grow. Experience it as an opportunity to test your mettle and ask, what am I really made of? How can I deal with this and live a great life right now? Not in 10 years when I hope to make it. How do I live a great life right now? Because if you can't teach yourself to live a great life right now, when you get financial abundance or you get the dream or everything happens, guess what? You're still stuck with you.
Your self-love tank is running on low. Your fuel is extra low. I need you to make a commitment today. For folks that are able to do it today, don't bullshit, come up with no excuses. Don't worry about your existing schedule and things that you are about to do to commit yourself to the needs of other people. Tell them, sorry, something came up. I've made other plans. I'm going to go do something for me. Self-love is the cure to self-hate. Self-love is the cure to feeling depleted, feeling like you have nothing left, you have no energy.
As you are responsible for your life, and if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. And the sooner you get that, the sooner your life gets into gear. It does not matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what your mama did, whether she did or had a PhD or no D. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
absolutely everything that has happened to you in your life has happened for a reason. You can see that everything is a dot on the map that has led you to this exact moment. It has given you a person or an experience or a lesson or a skill or a bit of wisdom that is now part of who you are. And what I want you to know is that standing here in this moment, you are standing on another dot. And this dot is part of the map that is leading you to where you're meant to go.
You have to teach your mind to honor the struggle. You have to teach your mind. Every day you're getting discouraged. And instead of saying, well, I guess I'll quit, I suck, this is no good, it's never gonna happen, you have to take control of the self-talk and honor the struggle. Like, literally tell your mind how to deal with the process. Tell your mind, no. This process, this hardship, this struggle, it's part of conditioning me to be ready for the dream, to succeed. This part of the struggle that I hate right now, it's developing character, it's making me force it, it's helping me challenge, it's making me grow. Anticipate the difficulty. Anticipate that it's gonna suck. Anticipate the days that you just don't like it. Because if you can survive this, you can build anything.
Where it's all about you and taking care of you. It is time to be more selfish. Every time you hear the word selfish, they make it a negative thing. It is time to be more selfish. If you go on the airplane, I'm gonna wrap it up. Every time you've ever got on the airplane and they've said, in case of emergency, if the plane is about to go down, they say, put the mask on yourself first before you try and help anyone else, including your own kids. That means that you can only take care of everybody else if you make it more of a point to take care of yourself. Self-love is the cure.
You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want. You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself. The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
If you can rise from this, you can crush anything. If you deal with this emotional hardship now, you will have intellectual, physical, spiritual, emotional confidence for life. If you deal with this tragedy, difficulty, suckness now, then when it gets easier, you won't give up and you won't quit.